The Chemical Reporter.
Here we are again. This is Jeff, your Chemical Reporter. This week's chemistry topic comes out of our everyday lives. This time, Tobias in Schmelz, Germany would like to know, what makes a match ignite? Matches are practical. A box of red-tip wooden matches fits into every pants pocket, always ready to light a candle or start a fire in the fireplace. A swift move, a light crackling sound, and the match is lit. It happens every day, so why be amazed? Well, if you take a closer look, a box of matches contains a great deal of chemistry. Let us take a closer look at a match's red tip or head. It contains, among other things, the chemical substances potassium chlorate and sulfur. Its so-called ignition point is held together with glue so that it does not crumble or fall apart. The match's tip is only one part of its magic. Its counterpart is the friction or striking surface on the outside of the matchbox. Its layer consists of rough glass powder and red phosphorus. If you strike a match over the friction surface, a bit of phosphorus combines with the potassium chlorate, a rather explosive mixture. The slight pressure applied and the heat created by the friction ignite the tip of the match. The flame then sets the sulfur on fire and subsequently the wooden stick. The match burns. The oxygen for the combustion, chemically known as oxidation, is delivered to the sulfur via the potassium chlorate. At the same time, the sulfur turns into sulfur dioxide, and this is causing the typical sulfuric match smell. This kind of match is known as a safety match, considering that starting a fire was not always safe. When the story of the match began, around 1830, the phosphor and potassium chlorate were still combined in the tip of the match. That was not exactly harmless. The friction matches could even ignite themselves, for example, when the red tips rubbed against each other inside the matchbox. Therefore, in the mid-19th century, someone came up with the idea of separating both substances. Since then, one substance is in the tip of the match and the other on the friction surface. This means that a safety match can only be ignited by using the special striking surface on the outside of the matchbox, not on every rough surface. Matches that ignite on every surface still exist but are rarely used, like those used by cowboys who casually strike a match on the heel of their boot. Well, it's time for me to strike up a new topic for next week's episode. I'm sure I'll come up with another igniting subject that will spark your curiosity. Until next week, this is Jeff, your Chemical Reporter.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.